So first, I want to thank you for allowing me to speak here. I'm a little impressed because many scholars here in Radhanesh. And my English is not so good, so please forgive me for my faults in the presentation. I want to thank also Vridhai Chaitanya Prabhu and his good wife for inviting us here for recover from the battlefield. Yeah, Nimayapur is battlefield. But it's okay. Radhanesh is the big brother. Yeah. So we always inspired, you know, from Radhanesh temple. So please go on giving us inspiration. So when we need some inspiration, we come here. And I want to thank all the devotees for receiving us here so nicely. So we're speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam, Activities of the Prashetas. This is Canto 4, Chapter 30. And this is the two last verses, 50 and 51. Yo jayam man om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Yo jayam, I will recite the first line. Yo jayam mana sarvesham, tejas tejas vinam rucha, svayo padata dakshyakcha, karmanam daksham abruvan. Going to read the second verse, then we're going to do the word forward. Tam praja sarga rakshayam anadir anadir abhishishyacha yuyoja yuyejenyascham save sarva prajapatin ya one who Jayamana, just after his birth, Sarvesham of all, Teja, the brilliance, Tejasvinam, brilliant, Rucha, by effulgence, Svaya, is, Upadata, covered, dakshyat, from being expert, cha, and, karmanam, in fruitive activities, daksham, daksha, abruvan, was called, tam, him, praja, living beings, sarga, generating, rakshayam, in the matter of maintaining, anadi, the firstborn Lord Brahma, abhishishya, having appointed, cha, also, yuyoja, engage, Yuyuje engaged. Anyan hovers. Cha end. Sak e he sorry. Vai certainly. Sarva all. Prajapatin progenitors of living entities. Translation by Stephen Gray Srila Prabhupada. After being born, Daksha, by the super excellence of his bodily luster, covered all of his bodily opulence. Because he was very expert in performing fruitive activities, he was called by the name Daksha, meaning the very expert. Lord Brahma, therefore, engaged Daksha in the work of generating living entities and maintaining them. In due course of time, Daksha also engaged other Prajapatis, progenitors, in the process of generation and maintenance. Purport: Daksha became almost as powerful as Lord Brahma. Consequently, Lord Brahma engaged him in generating population. Daksha was very influential and opulent. In his own turn, Daksha engaged other Prajapatis headed by Marichchi. In this way, the population of the universe increased. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fourth canto, 30th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Activities of the Prachetas. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Salakaya Shakshurumilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namam Vishnu Paraya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Swarup Damodar Swamiti Namini Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pachanini Nirvishesha Sannavari Pashatyare Satarini. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chivam narotamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam mudiraye. Okay, so we are the end of the chapter called The Activities of the Prachetas. So the report is very short. And so I'm going to make a little recall from the chapter, and try to understand. We are a little earlier in Yumayapur, in the fourth canto. So I try to situate so the Prachetas, they are the 10 sons of Maharaj Prachina Barishat. and he gave them one order. One main order. You remember the order? Yeah. This is at the beginning of a chapter. This is before all the chapters. Before he met Narada Muni. Before Prachina Barishat met Narada Muni. So as soon as the sons were born, he gave them this order. Like, you have to marry and, create, populate the earth. As good sons, they agreed, and they say, okay, we're going to make it. But first, to do the duty, to do nicely the duty, they were ready to make some austerities under the water for 10,000 years. And on the way, they met Lord Shiva. So this is the previous chapter, and it's not this one, but just to recall a little bit the story. On the way, they met Lord Shiva, who taught them, like he said, "I'm going to teach you a mantra." But actually, it was all hymn, like many prayers, different prayers, were addressed to the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, or Lord Vishnu. Um, Then they underwent their austerities, these prayers, actually, this hymn is in the 24th chapter, this hymn of Lord Shiva. And then they underwent their austerities for 10,000 years. After that, the other chapters describe the exchange between King Prachinabharishat and Narada Muni, and the story of King Puranjan. You went through all these chapters already. So now this is the conclusion of the 30th chapter, le 30. 30th, you say in English? 30th chapter. This is called the activities of the Prachetas. So in the beginning of the chapter, Vidura is asking Maitreya, because he knew that the Prachetas, they attain actually the ultimate shelter of Lord Vishnu. So in the beginning of the chapter, it's like this, he's asking, you know, except the shelter of Lord Vishnu, what did the Prachetas got? You know, with, you know, in like some benediction or like some some special benedictions from Lord Vishnu, because they met actually Lord Vishnu after their austerities. They could meet Lord Vishnu, and because they were initiated by Lord Shiva in the prayers of Lord Vishnu in this mantra, and they could perform their austerities, then met Lord Vishnu. This is the principle of the spiritual master. Lord Vishnu appeared, so this is the description of a chapter, before the Prachetas. And first thing, he was very happy about their unity. This is one important thing. And he's giving even the benediction to those who are reading about the story of the Prachetas at night, sunset, that they will experience brotherhood, you know, and they will be friendly to, you know, all living entities, and they will experience this fraternity, actually. So this was the first appreciation, like Lord Vishnu. He was very impressed that, you know, the Prachetas were united, you know, in their Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in some purport, like, this is important to experience unity and fraternity in our goal. To attain our goal, Krishna consciousness. By the way, we can have some thoughts for the, you know, in the fraternity spirit for the temple in New Zealand. You know, actually, that we should. Sometimes we cannot do nothing to help. We can pray Lord Krishna to for the devotees there who experience great this is a disaster for them, you know, that the deities are getting destroyed, and so we can have some thoughts for them. It's good fraternity thinking, you know. Sometimes we don't understand, we cannot understand how Krishna is acting. Sometimes we can even be, Krishna, what are you doing exactly? You know, how it is possible? We understand most of the time. We understand later, but on the spot, we cannot understand. We don't understand what Krishna's plan is. But now we know that the devotees are suffering there, you know, because of this, so we should have some thoughts on them. And so Lord Vishnu gave them, you know, we're always in this chapter, he gave them some different benediction. So he gave them the benediction to obtain a son who will surpass Lord Brahma. So this son now, he has different names actually. He's Daksha and also another name. Prabhupada gave him another name. Anyway. Because mainly he will do the job, in fact, of the, he will be the Prajapati. And for this, the Prachetas will marry the daughter of the Apsara, Pramlocha. Daughter is called, after is called Maricha. Maricha. Then they receive the benediction to know all the pleasure of this world and from the Edenic planets for 1,000,000 years. It's not the kind of benediction we're receiving in the Kali Yuga, because it's Kali Yuga. So he given the benediction to enjoy, actually, you know, all the opulences of the material world, and he said without you will not lose your potency, actually. Always be strong, you know, like, it's not like us, you know, after 50 years we are finished already. We start to climb down the mountain with the body. So this is quite, but you know, he said after that, you know, after you receive this, you enjoy nicely and, you know, with all force, you know, like, you will be able to go back home, back to Godhead. Okay, so it's better. If we receive only the first benediction, this is quite dangerous. We have to receive both. And even in Kali Yuga, it's not recommended to receive such a benediction. It's so much dangerous. Anyway, we'll talk after about this. Then we had in this chapter the prayers of the Prachetas, which is this started like verse 32. And then the Prachetas burn the trees. This is the chapter. Why they were burning these trees? Because Prachina Barichat, actually, he went to renounce in the forest, but he didn't wait his sons to come back to take care of the kingdom. So, the kingdom was lived by itself, actually. And the trees, they are, you know, growing. There were no more fields with grains, nothing, only trees growing, trees and creepers. So when they saw this, actually, the Prachetas, they were very angry, and they burned all the trees. Before we can find that, I don't know if it's related, but when Prachina Barichat, he performed his marriage ceremony, Agni, he was attracted by his wife, and when the wife turned on, around the fire, so the Prachetas got some special power through, you know, with Agni, actually. Because of their austerities and because they were somewhere there related to Agni. And then the Prachetas married the daughter who was raised by, actually, the trees. The trees didn't really take care of his daughter, Pramlocha. But, okay, so she was when she was small, you know, she was crying in the forest, abandoned, and Chandra came down and gave her, feed her, you know. So this is more or less the summary of this chapter, and now we're coming to the birth of Daksha. Daksha, which is as powerful as Lord Brahma. Daksha is coming back actually, because Daksha he came already before, you know, and he was the son of Lord Brahma, directly the son of Lord Brahma. But so he performed a great sacrifice, and this was in the previous chapter also, and unfortunately, he offended Lord Shiva. And so he had to, you know, Virabhadra cut off his head, and then he had to take birth again. Srila Prabhupada said actually that, okay, he took this goat head, and but Srila Prabhupada explained that this was not sufficient. He had to take birth again. Yeah. So, and he's explaining that this is the subtle laws of material nature, of material energy. We have to be very careful. Like many classes, you know, like Srila Prabhupada, he's telling us, sometimes we don't believe so much. We say, oh, we are on the right path, we are devotees, even if we make some little mistakes, there's no problem, you know, we just go back. It's not really like this. The laws of material nature are very subtle. We saw with Maharaj Bharat also, who was, you know, on the Bhava platform, you know, how he could take an inferior body. And in the case of Daksha, it was the same thing. Actually, Daksha, he offended, you know, Lord Shiva, and the greatest Vaishnava. And it was not sufficient that he was sacrificed himself, like his head was cut off, like where the goat should have been, you know. But he had to take birth again. He had to take birth again in a family of Kshatriya. So he became the sons of the Prashetas. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining that these laws of material nature are so subtle that in Kali Yuga it's very difficult for the common man to understand these laws. So he makes reference to Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.10. Many of you should know this verse. Prayan alpa yushashabhya kalavasmin yugejana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya yupadruta. And in his purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that the devotees are always anxious for the spiritual improvement of the general public. So here we can read a little bit the purport. When the sages of Naimisharanya analyzed the state of affairs of the people in the age of Kali, they foresaw that men would live short lives. In Kali Yuga, the duration of life is shortened, not so much because of insufficient food, but because of irregular habits. By keeping regular habits and eating simple food, any man can maintain his health. Overeating, over sense gratification, over dependence on another's mercy, and artificial standards of living sap the very vitality of human energy. Therefore, the duration of life is shortened. Meager, ayusha, alpa means meager, and ayusha means duration of life. Prayan alpa yusha sabya. This is This is very easy in Kali Yuga, actually, to go on an extreme or the other. We can become very advanced, very quickly, by the grace of Shishi Go Nitai Ki Jai. Shishi Rara Gopinath Ki Jai, Lalita Visakha Devi Ki Jai, Shishi Jagannath Baradesh Baradevi Ki Jai. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can very quickly become advanced. But we can also very quickly degrade ourselves. We have to be very careful in this age. Because the normality, actually, this is that people, they are, they have bad habits. They don't even know how to eat properly, and they too much sense gratification, too much dependence on others. Dependence on others is very bad for the mind. You become quickly depressed, and then after, people are lazy. This we have to look. If we are a little lazy, means we are a little influenced also by Kali Yuga. Because the human life is especially meant for self-realization. It is not for this overeating, over-sense gratification, over-dependence. The Brahmanas, they have a great role to play in this society for education. Most of the people of Kali Yuga, they are under this influence. Even if I look, this is explained in this verse, even if I look for spiritual realization, they have been cheated by so-called people who want to make money, or they just want to get disciple or adoration, and they just cheat people. And even if they're looking for self-realization, most of the time they get cheated. So this is very important role for the Brahmanas to educate, because normality is in Kali Yuga is bad system of education. All the system of education is based on sense gratification. And Srila Prabhupada is giving quoting many times this verse from Chanakya Pandit. It's summarizing, the education. Matrivat paradareshu paradravyeshu lostravat atmavat sarvabhuteshu yak pashyati cha panditaha. Srila Prabhupada many times quotes this verse for summarizing education. We can have many, university and college, and people who are scientists, and you have big education. But if they don't know these simple things, means they are not on the right platform of education. One who sees his wife as his mother, matrivat paradareshu. One who sees all of his possession as insignificant, as a lump of clay. And one who sees all living being as himself, such a person is considered a learned man. So we just have to meditate if we are good educated or not. It's not so easy. It's very simple verse, but it's not so easy. I don't want to over go on the time. You have question? Question, comments? Too dependent on others' mercy. Too dependent on others' mercy. That is the way. Well, if you are too dependent on others' mercy, it means you know, first of all, you cannot really do things by yourself, you know, and means you don't have so much will, and you don't have so much determination, and means you can fall easily into depression. Because you don't have your own, you know, your own will and your own courage, you know. So it's dangerous situation to be too dependent. It's not the case for the Matajis. Mataji, for example, the wife, you know, she should be dependent. It's another thing, you know. But we can see in the karma of Kali Yuga people, many are really dependent on others, you know. And like the Brahmana also should be independent. This is one of, status of the... Yeah, he's independent. Like Srila Prabhupada said, Brahmana should not work for others. If you work, you know, as a laborer, if you work in, you know, and you give your money to the temple, that's another thing. Like the earlier disciples of Srila Prabhupada were doing, you know. But if you work for yourself and you depend on the patron, chief, you know, and you lose your brahmanical quality, actually. Become a dog, Prabhupada said. And we see how it leads to depression. In France we have this, you know, many cases, you know, the people working in factory just suicide themselves, you know. Yeah, one after another. You know, in this big firm, Renault car firm. So many cases like this, just suicide themselves. Yeah. Too dependent on another's mercy. And many people living in another's place, you know, and they don't have their own place, and, you know, they cannot really organize good their life, and have their own family, and this and that. There's many examples. Srimad Bhagavatam. You have some questions, sorry. Well, I think here you are pretty much good in education. Having what? Yeah, this. Yeah, if this. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if this education is leading like to these simple things, like mainly the control of the senses. This is like I said. This is very it's a small verse, but. Big thing, like we have to see all Matajis, ladies, as mothers, except your wife. This is control of the senses. And if we don't see like this, means we are not educated yet. That's simple. And if we envy some property of ours, Like we say, oh, I like to have this. He's having better computer than me, so you know. So we are in this. You know, we are in this case. And what is the other one? Matribat Pradhanishu. Ah, yeah, treating all the others as ourselves. Oh, we demand so much. We have our own ego. Everybody has his own ego in this material world. So we like to be honored. We like to be recognized for our service. We like to be many things. You know, we know. So we have to treat the others like this also. No? And we don't want to be in pain. We don't want to be in in problems. This is the symptoms of the material condition. That because our main problem falling into this material world is that we want to be like Krishna. We want to be independent like Krishna. But this is not possible in the material world. Yeah? So what we do, because we cannot be the Bhagavans, little Bhagavans, the most beautiful and the most powerful. So what we do, we just push on the heads of the others. But it's not like the verse is telling. The verse is telling like we should treat others like ourselves. It's a lot, very deep meaning, actually. Not to give pain to others and it can be physical and can be also on the mental platform. I think we have to be very cautious with each other. Bring us back to fraternity, like it was mentioned in the Lord Vishnu mentioned to the Prashadas. It answers your question. That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, very good. And another's mercy means, really some people you cannot have trust. Like, you cannot trust them. If you depend on people who you cannot trust, they have bad intention, they just exploit you. And even if you are very humble, they just beat you. And they just, But it's not the case in the temple. Actually, it should not be like this. If we, if the head department is a little tough, we choose a CEO. We have maybe to talk to temple president. And if a temple president is too heavy, and is really, it's not the case here anyway. The softest we can ever see. I never met, but we can speak to the GBC. Yeah? No, it should be really. It's not really happening in the temple. This is a spiritual world. The temple is a spiritual world, so like should be all these feelings, really deep feelings, compassion, you know, and friendship and love. This is the feelings we should have to each other. Answers your question? Yeah. The Brahmanas, they are the head of a society, so they teach. And they don't depend on the other varnas. They receive some gifts, some charity. Like, what is this verse? Patan, patan, jajan, jajan, dana, pratigra. Is that? This is the Brahmanas, they worship the deity and they teach the worship of a deity and they give charity, receive charity, and they teach, and they receive teaching. Or six, yeah. And they are not dependent. If they are varnas, they don't want to maintain them. They don't care. They just get some roots in the forest or whatever, you know. Then depend on Krishna completely. If the Vaishyas, I don't know how is it here in this temple, if the Vaishyas are cooperative, you know, like, and they bring money. New Mayapur is sometimes difficult. But we don't depend on this. We depend on Krishna. And you know, if the other varnas, they want to serve or they want to, the Brahmana can take the position of every other varnas also. He can, you know, act as a kshatriya, he can act as a shudra, cleaning, and he can act as a vaishya if necessary. And if the other varnas offer their service, then they accept as a charity. But they are not obliged to, they're not dependent on this. That's right? Is that right? Yeah. Yeah, he can do, because this is a service of Krishna. We cannot work outside for somebody, for some materialist. We can work here, can clean the whole castle. I do this in New Mayapur, because I don't have so many people. he can do. But he cannot clean the offices there and stuff like this. No, should not be. It's, you know, like, yeah, but it, you know, it, okay. He should be really careful. It's a very dangerous position. Very dangerous position. There's always exceptions, and it depends really on the consciousness of the devotee also. If he has good sadhana, and if he has, you know, if he's giving, you know, like he's employed, but he's really, you know, giving big part of his money to the temple, so it can protect him. But if he's just keeping the money for himself, it's very dangerous. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.